But besides that, so he was playing as a girl. And rather than just saying, oh, I'm playing as a girl for the lols, he was like, oh no, I got too powerful, so this wizard turned me into a girl because I have too much wealth. And the only way to and the only way to become a man again is to defeat a dragon. Which to me at the time, I was like, who knew nothing about RuneScape, I was kind of like, oh, okay, that's weird, but sure, that sounds about right.
Dope quest line. Can't wait to be level 90 and do that.
So then I'm wandering around the world map and I discover, I finally found Faldor and I was exploring lower Faldor and I found this house with a mage called the Makeover Mage.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I was listening and I saw the options. I was like, wait a minute. And it kind of hit me and I was like, huh, that's funny. You can change on your own. That's funny, but it must be a coincidence. And then I eventually started the Dragon Slayer quest and realized, wait a minute. Hey guys, I'm Bill, a one-time Instagram blogger and now a podcaster.
And I'm Alex, the chaotic neutral.
And together we are the Gaming and Collecting Podcast.
A brother-sister duo
that talks about gaming.
And also anime.
And don't forget the collecting, or sometimes.
Ah, forget it. We're just a nostalgia podcast at this point.
But anyways, guys, thanks for joining us as we discuss the games that shaped us. So, this is normally where I'd say, how you been? But we actually have a guest this time. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Nave from Gaming Together, a cooperative podcast. My other co-host, Philip, and I, we play cooperative and multiplayer games and try to review them in the most cohesive manner that we can, which is barely reviewing a game at all. So if you like a lot of stupid banter and non-sequiturs, you're going to love our show.
Nice. And I've actually guested over on Gaming Together a few times for a few episodes, and it's a great time. Definitely check it out.
Hell yeah. It's over on the RuneScape episode on our show, actually, where I did not appear because I was hungover and I didn't wake up.
Yeah.
we'll be getting to that. But anyways, how you been?
I've been doing great. As you can see, I just got this shirt in the mail. It says,
I really love it.
For the listener, it says kill me in the Seinfeld font. It's from Chris Reagan's merch store. And you wouldn't know because that doesn't say anything anywhere. But I absolutely love this shirt. And I'm probably going to sleep in it tonight, wear it to work tomorrow, probably get sent home and told to change.
Oh, it's okay. I've worn it makes Bill laugh all the time, but I have like this Avenged Sevenfold concert t-shirt. And it says, it's your fucking nightmare in like all caps on the back, and I've worn it to work multiple times without realizing it, and no one said anything, so I'm just gonna keep wearing it.
Alex, I have the exact same t-shirt.
Oh,
from
really?
The tour, from the Nightmare tour when they released there. That was my very first concert I ever went to as a kid.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that beats
talking about collecting.
that beats my first concert was Megadeth during the Super Collider tour, probably their worst tour.
Oh no.
So
well, I probably saw some terrible like garage cover band or something as a kid, but I don't know. Yeah. I repressed those all those memories.
I mean, I can always make up for it by saying I got to see Rush's final show in Boston, so
Oh, that makes me so sad. I miss Neil. He's an inspiration.
One of the best bands ever. But yeah, other than that, not a whole lot's been going on. Me and Alex are wrapping up our next anime swap, so that should be that should be coming out probably sometime after this episode, whenever this airs.
I'm gonna need like one or two animes from each of you just so that I can kickstart because I started
One Piece.
Subscribing to Crunchyroll. Oh no, you're disqualified now, Alex.
But it's so good. Just try it. Just try it.
I've been playing the video games. Like, I have never seen an episode of Naruto in my life, but I've been playing the fighting games. And I'm like, yeah, I bet this means a lot to somebody, but I just want to be the Bruce Lee guy. Like, can I just be that guy?
Nice. I'm trying to think of what to recommend, but, like, I haven't paid enough attention to Crunchyroll. Or I'm trying to think of something that you haven't seen.
Yeah, for the listener, if that's probably yelling at their radio, or I mean, whatever you listen to your podcast on, who listens to it on the radio? I've been watching a lot of. I'm rewatching Spy Family. I really like that show a lot.
Nice.
Funny you should mention Spy Family.
I started that later. A show called Nichijou My Ordinary Life, which is really really funny. And I also finished a show called Bocchi the Rock, which is probably one of my favorite animes of all time, which is not a very long list because I don't know that much anime. But as far as I'm aware, I basically threw darts at a dartboard blind and I picked three banger animes because everyone is just like, these are great. You're on the right track.
Nice.
Yeah. Our buddy Slade from the co-op community, he recommended Bocchi the Rock as well. So I've been meaning to check that one out.
Oh, it's so good, especially if you have social anxiety, because there and if you like creative animation, it's just like it's incredible. I was like, wow, is this what anime is now? And everyone's like, no, this is just unique. This one is just itself.
Yeah, really this one good. Is special.
for Crunchyroll, I guess. Have you seen Kaguya-sama?
Which one is that?
That's the one about the two high school kids, and the whole game is like they're in a battle to confess to each other, and it's always like, it's basically they both love each other, but they refuse to admit it, so they're always like fighting to try and get the other to admit it.
And the best character is the narrator.
Yeah. Oh, has it got a good narrator?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's Ian Sinclair, who's like Whis in Dragon Ball Super.
And Ian Sinclair sounds like, what is this, the Bioshock character? I think Sinclair is a Bioshock character.
Yeah, but I definitely recommend that one. And then there's also another one I'd recommend is a show called Mariko-chan, where it's essentially, it's a comedy horror anime where it's about this girl that just sees like dead spirits everywhere. And it's like the wacky shenanigans that she gets into.
Wait, is that, there's a, it, that's the ghost in the toilet, right? Or is that, am I thinking of a different one?
No, that's Toilet Bound Hanako.
Oh, yeah. Oh, silly me. I'm going to get those confused.
Yeah. Alex, you have any recommendations for Nave?
Well, I always say One Piece because I'm telling you, you just got to start watching it.
But Alex, that's not on Crunchyroll. That's not on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, the sub is. That's right.
Yeah, the dub isn't there.
I live in a world where subs don't exist, so.
I always recommend to people Death Parade. It's a 12-episoder, and it's a very interesting show. It kind of goes over the concept of what happens after you die, and you kind of have to play a game that determines where you end up going to heaven or hell. But it kind of follows around the story of this girl who's like kind of stuck in this limbo state of this, should she go to heaven, should she go to hell? I think it's great. The music's great. The animation's great. So I recommend it to everyone as a good, like, short 12-episoder.
Is it a sequel to Death Note?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
No, it's completely different, and it has an intro that just does not fit the tone of the show at all, but it's a bop.
Oh, speaking of intros, the intro to Bocchi the Rock is from the band, the band, I can't remember, it's like Ketsuko Band or whatever. It's supposed to be, it's a pun, because it's like the Japanese word for a zip tie, and that's what their merch is they sell zip ties that are signed. But it's an awesome show.
That's so good.
Nice. I guess moving from anime, though, to get into a couple of collecting updates. I haven't been doing much collecting. I've been kind of saving money and stuff for future events. But I did pick up Octopath Traveler 2 and the crappy Tales of Symphonia remaster for Switch because it was cheap.
Oh, it's shitty? What happened? Is it bad?
Yeah, it's the laziest port probably Namco could have done. So it's based off of the PS2 port, which was inferior to the GameCube port, despite having more content. Like, the frame rate is capped at, like, 30 rather than 60. It's also just, like, another port of the PS3 version, which came out not that long ago. And it doesn't even have Dawn of a New World. Not that Dawn of a New World is worth playing, but...
That is depressing because it's on my wish list on Xbox. So,
well, I heard the Xbox version is fine. The Switch version I hear is a glitchy mess though. So,
I just bought a Switch. You've seen on the socials I've been posting and stuff. And so far, I bought the Pokemon Violet, and then I bought Fire Emblem Engage, which apparently I'm a dumb because I should have bought three children or whatever that game
three
is
houses,
called.
Three houses. Everyone was
yelling at me for that.
Engage is fine, but they're both great games.
Yeah, I picked it because I was like, I think I recognize one of these guys on here, and it's like, I think it's Marth from Smash Brothers. I think that's who I recognize. It's so. I've been inspired by you, so this was months ago, but I did pick up, which I think you saw this as well, but this Cult of the Lamb vinyl, it's a double vinyl, nice. That has really awesome artwork all over it. It's so freaking cool. And I wanted to hang it up. I have a Mastodon signed vinyl over there. I don't have a record player at all, for the record, no pun intended, but I just collect these cool little things, and I was going to hang it up, but there's no way to hang it up and like display, because the art on the front and the art on the inside is amazing. Yeah. And the vinyls themselves, I don't want to take it out because it takes too long to put them back in, but they're like blood red, and they're kind of see-through. They're kind of transparent. Mm. And then they also have these black orbs like moving outwards from the center, which are the same orbs in the game that you collect whenever you are harvesting faith from your followers in Cult of the Lamb.
Nice.
It's really cool. So,
yeah, I haven't really collected vinyl in a while, mostly because of the moving stuff, and then it's just so expensive.
Yeah, and they're fragile.
They are.
Fragile.
They are. But yeah, other than that, I haven't really collected much else. A lot of manga, like manga's been my new collecting hobby lately, because games are expensive, but...
I got a new figure.
Alex did get a new figure.
It was for my birthday. Bill got it for me, a Nico Robin figure, and I already broke it. It was an accident, I swear.
Well, good thing figures are cheap.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I noticed that, like, for some reason she has, like, little bangs on the front, and they put them too far forward, so I was trying to see if I could, like, pick them up and like fix it and glue it and put them farther back, but she has sunglasses on and I broke her sunglasses, so now I need to fix that in her bangs, but
I will do it. Rip the hair off.
No, I didn't do it.
Yep, but
I'm
yes.
Sorry, Bill.
It's all right.
The only figure I have is this little Gundam that I put together. And my friends are, every time we start drinking and playing Magic the Gathering, they always come over here and grab this little Gundam. He's Jim. And they move him slightly, and then his arm just comes off. And they're like, why do they make toys that are so breakable? And I'm like, this is not a toy. It's a figurine. Like, I already understand. Mm-hmm. And then I have to put it back together because the pieces are microscopic.
Mm. Yep. Oh, boy. But... yeah, so I guess now is the time where we shift into our topic.
What? We don't need to do that. No.
But so in the past we have done a previous RuneScape episodes. This is actually the fourth one we're doing. And in the previous episodes we had done, obviously talking about me and Alex's early days with RuneScape. We talked about getting back into it, and then we did Alex trying to do quests and hating quests. So my idea behind the future episodes of this series, because we want to keep doing RuneScape episodes as the podcast goes on, was we'd bring on guests and get their story on RuneScape. And my ulterior motive with having Nave on as our first guest was, as we mentioned earlier, I guessed it on their show to talk about RuneScape, but me and Nave didn't actually get to talk about RuneScape at the time. So I figured, let's have him on here, and then we can actually have that conversation.
Yeah. Luckily for you guys, I've since become addicted to coffee rather than alcohol. So I'm going to be geeked. I'm going to be the opposite of what we had to pick. We recorded a pickup like 2 hours after you guys had got done recording. And I just sounded like I was on the what is the boat? The Greek boat that takes you to the underworld or whatever. That's where I was.
Yeah. The River Styx or whatever.
River Styx, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so we went over a bunch on RuneScape in the past. Like, me and Alex had talked about how I had this, like, psycho associate I used to hang around with who, like, didn't want anybody to get stronger than him. So he would, like, monopolize how we played the game to the point where he made my account for me and then, like, did the tutorial and basically left me, like... shit out of luck in Lumbridge. But
yeah,
I feel like to properly start this, I think, Nave, you should give your history of RuneScape first.
Well, so when I was a kid, I used to move around a whole lot. And so where RuneScape began for me was I moved back in with my mom when I was in elementary. And I would go to the library because my house was boring and we were poor. And the library had internet. So I would walk around the computer lab. And there was a specific section just for kids that was overseen by a librarian there. And I would walk past and watch all of them play these games, Battle On, and there's one called like Blood Arena, I think. And then I saw RuneScape, and I was like, "What is this?" You know what I mean? And so once that game got its fangs into me, I was extremely addicted to the point where, in these public libraries, which is pretty common, you get a library card, you get to rent a computer for like an hour. Sometimes you can do it for 2 hours. Ours was lucky; we got 2 hours. But I got so addicted to this game and kind of didn't want to go home. I would steal other people's library cards. Like someone would leave their library card sitting next to them. I would keep walking by and writing down more and more numbers so that I would be able to use multiple people's library cards, to the point where I had like a list of 11 of them, and I started loaning them out. I became basically the Don. Mafia cards.
Oh man. Yeah, back I never played RuneScape at the library because our library was kind of far away and like it was a good walk to get to.
I don't know if our library had like public computers.
No, they did because those associates I hung out with at the time used to play RuneScape in the library all the time.
How much I went to the library.
Also, my library card was banned because of that book I never returned.
Oh yeah.
Because I forgot about it.
Whoops. I think we've all stolen a library book.
I think I have that book too. It was a fucking Where's Waldo book of all things too.
Well, Where's Waldo's book?
It's,
they want to know.
It's in a toter, like Tupperware case in Alex's attic right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's up there somewhere.
You have stolen goods in my house.
Man, the statue of limitations.
The Oblivion guards don't care about the statue of limitations. They're gonna stop you anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever checked out from the library were like Bill Nye the Science Guy VHSs. That's all I ever, and I would just rotate the like five of those.
Speaking of the bane of my existence as a child.
Oh yeah, someone named Bill.
Yeah. God, I don't know how many times at recess I'd be like terrorized by fucking shitheads calling, being like, "Bill, Bill, Bill." I'm like, "Leave me alone." I was like, "Leave me alone."
Dude, man, what happened to me was my name's Austin, my first name, and everyone associated me directly with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And so I just always had to like battle people on the playground. Like it always just turned into a wrestling match, and I'm such a soft boy. I was always a soft boy. So I'm like, I don't really want to wrestle, but I also don't want to be the loser kid. So I guess I'm just going to have to get beat up for a second.
See, I don't know if that's better or worse than being chased around by a bunch of screaming children yelling your name in the Bill Nye the Science Guy voice.
Children are the worst.
They are.
I'm sure they're better now with TikTok.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is recess even still a thing? Like,
I think the show got canceled in the late 2000s.
We watched the movie recently, not that long ago. We watched the movie where it has the Green Tambourine ending.
Yeah,
that's all I remember from it.
That art style scares me.
Honestly, I thought the movie held up pretty well, but this is a RuneScape podcast after all. Yeah, so it's funny though, because I remember like everyone would play RuneScape in the library at the library, but I tried to play it at the school library a few times, and this is back before like the school had like firewalls to get around that. So yeah. I'd pick the one computer way in the back that was always kind of like secluded, so teachers couldn't see what you were doing, and I'd just be playing RuneScape back there.
I remember I was on forum websites, and there was a dedicated forum to proxy websites. So every time a proxy website would get sniped by our local computer lab, I would just go onto that random website and figure out something new. And I never told anyone about it either. So I was the one who like knew. I had all the information. I had all the library cards. I had total control.
Nice.
Oh my God.
See, we. when they eventually banned RuneScape, I had like the weirdest workaround to get on. Like, I think that I've ever, this is probably the weirdest, like most in-depth way I've ever gone into playing RuneScape, but the school's firewall, like, completely banned it on every browser except for the Google Earth in, like, built-in browser that you could use, because that's a thing. And I discovered that if you click on a link in Google Earth, rather than bring you to, like, Internet Explorer, it would pop up its own browser. And you could actually extend the screen on the browser. So it was kind of, like, half-screened, but it was enough to get by. And I found out that you could get on RuneScape, and it would bypass the firewall. So here I am playing RuneScape with, like, half the screen covered by Google Earth and the other half being RuneScape.
Improvise, and I'd always, adapt, I'd be like, overcome.
And whenever a teacher would walk by, I'd just kind of push the Google Earth back down, and I'd be like, I'm looking at the planet.
Yeah, I'm doing jump. What is it, GeoGuessr? Like 20 years too early?
Yeah. I always remember that was the funniest thing. I'm like, wow. Like, how would they even block this? But,
just shut down Google.
Yeah, or just get rid of Google Earth on the computers. I don't even know why they...
You're going to have to use Ask Jeeves.
Nowadays, kids just play RuneScape, because I don't think they have firewalls anymore, yeah. Period. So now they just...
on your phone now.
Yeah, now they just play it on their phone, because RuneScape's on mobile.
Yeah.
So one of my first mail routes... I'm a mailman. One of my first mail routes, I used to hit up a... like, I did collections over at a giant strip mall. So, like, I would get, like, 100 packages from Oshkosh Bagosh and then some packages from Hot Topic and shit. Sometimes they wouldn't be ready. So RuneScape was the bane of my existence, because I would just be in the parking lot waiting for them, just playing RuneScape. And they'd be ready to load for, like, 20 minutes. And I'd just be like, oh, shit. How long have they been, like, how long have those packages been just sitting in the open? Like,
oops. But, so... when did you start playing around? Like, what year?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, there's no way to trace. It probably would have been around, like, fourth or fifth grade. But, and I graduated in 2012, so maybe a really smart listener can do the math real quick.
So I'm assuming it was still RuneScape 2 at the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Was the main, because I started late 2006, and this was right before, like, all the 2007 updates, like the Grand Exchange. Uh-huh. Wasn't a thing yet.
Oh man, Varrock Bank used to be bumping.
Yeah, it was. Like, it used to be like that game would Varrock would like lag so badly because it was always a freaking shit show there.
I like learned all of the little hotkeys to change all of my. I used to have them like all on. Like, I'd be selling cowhides and stuff, and I had a notepad next to me with all of the things saved, and I would just copy-paste different. So I'd be like, now it's wavy rainbow, and now it's blinking blue. And I'm like, I'm so smart. Everyone's going to see me.
I always remember selling coal. Selling coal over here. I remember,
cowhides.
Too.
Cowhides were the game. They're still kind of the game. That's my game plan every time I start. When me and Philip did the episode for the podcast... which is, it's funny because Alex is like, I hate the quests. Phil was like, fuck these cows. I'm going to go do quests. And I'm like, all right, see you, idiot. And I'm just killing the cows. And then he got a RuneScape boyfriend that gave him like 1 mil. And I'm just like, oh my, I can't even use the Grand Exchange yet. Like, this hasn't even paid off yet.
See,
he's going living the time of life.
My favorite skill is the fire making skill, and it really pisses Bill off because rather than doing like the bonfire, I like to do the traditional line
the
of
old
fires.
School.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You just make a line. He's like, stop doing that. And I'm like, no, I want to burn things. I want the world to burn.
You gotta go up and down the street of the rock right in front of the bank. Yeah.
That
people are trying to kill the guards.
Oh, I do that too. I love to kill any NPC I see.
Back when we were playing, because Alex is taking a break right now for other things, but we do eventually plan on getting back into it. But there would be points where I'd be like trying to help her walk her through a quest, and she'd just be like, I'd be like, all right, you want to go talk to that guy over there? She's like, ooh, guards, and she'd just kill them all. And I'd be like, Alex. I'm like, Alex, no.
Or goblins.
Goblins, chicken, anything that was lower level than her was basically like fair game.
Oh, so you had to like completely avoid that place between Lumbridge and what is it, Al-Qaeda? where the gate is, and there's always goblins. You're never gonna leave because the goblins spawn faster than you're gonna be like level 65 by the time you leave, so that she one hits them all.
It's so funny now because the gate is gone now. It's just you can just walk over now. It's bizarre.
Man, these millennials are never gonna know the price we had to pay. Which it doesn't matter because it's like you just kill like three goblins and you'll get the gold. And then, so it's just such a time waster.
The old days of when you had to pay to get into Alcarid.
You had to do the quest too beforehand.
Alcari Rescue, I think it was, or something.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. They got rid of that quest. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh man. My childhood is just slowly getting taken away from me. I need this quest.
The craziest thing is too, like we learned from Alex, because her original account is long gone. It probably got deleted by JJX, God knows how long ago. But so she started a new account, like a fresh RuneScape 3 account, and I didn't realize you start in Berthrop now.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
maybe Philip did, and I don't remember. It's been so long now.
So because now, well, it's weird because there's technically two versions of RuneScape now. We have RS3, and then we have old school RuneScape, which is just RS2. It's confusing, but I guess in the new version, like RuneScape 3, I guess you start in Berthrop now.
We didn't play 3. We were playing old school.
Mm. See, I've had the same account since 2006, and I just don't want to restart.
I don't blame you.
Because I have a legacy account at this point. And I still remember, like, when I was, like, I was in Lumbridge, and I was, like, waiting for Alex to appear. And she's like, once she finished Tutorial Island, which was exactly the same as I remembered, I'm like, okay, this is still the same. She's all of a sudden, I'm like, where the hell are you? You're supposed to spawn in Lumbridge Castle. And then she's like, I don't know where I am. So I went over to check her computer, and she's in Berthrop. And I'm like, the hell are you doing there? And like, I guess they reworked it, so now all the beginner quests are in Berthrop, of all things. But Lumbridge is still like beginner central, so it's like,
so everyone just walks to Lumbridge instead.
Well, I remember because we were like, all right, Alex, let's go to Lumbridge so you can, because now we have also the Lodestone network, which is like teleport. So like, you know, the home teleport where it's like you draw the circle on the ground and you can just teleport classic. To Lumbridge. That's still a thing. But now there's like a network of like Lodestones and you can like teleport all over the places after you unlock the Lodestone. It's really convenient, but it's like, wow, they've made the game super easy.
That's kind of like how ESO works, isn't it? Or maybe I'm just misinterpreting.
I think so. It's RuneScape has like, it's like still the same core game we all remember, but they've like had so many quality of life improvements now. And like,
yeah,
they're adding another new skill. I guess we're going to be able to do necromancy pretty soon.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like it's going to be broken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already have invention, which is broken enough as it is, and archaeology and more shit that we didn't need, but I still don't know what dungeoneering is, but
oh man, yeah, that's around the time that I lost my original main account was dungeoneering. We were doing that stuff.
Yeah, so actually that's a fun question. Have you also experienced the classic RuneScape, like the extended breaks and always coming back kind of mentality of it?
Oh, for sure. And it was weird, too, because I thought I'd never come back after I lost my original account. And but it doesn't matter, because now it's kind of just about the nostalgia at this point. Like, I'm just grinding to grind and playing the game. Multiple times, I will go straight to the cows from Lumbridge. I'll kill them until I can equip adamant or maybe even rune armor. And I won't be able to have a rune plate, so I'm like, I guess I gotta go do Dragon Slayer. And then I'll just make a new account and just restart that entire loop. So it's like, I'm gonna start cutting U's, and I never do.
So the fun fact about RS3 is you don't even need to do Dragon Slayer to wear the fucking rune plate body anymore.
Oh, really? I kind of like how the chainmail looks, too. That's my lazy... I'm just, this is fine.
Yeah, because I remember because we were building up... our goal for this was we were going to get Alex to beat Dragon Slayer. And she... she grinded up to the point where she could wear rune. And I have 99 smithing, so I can just make all the armor in the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll have to make you the rune armor, but you're not going to be able to wear the plate body. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. There's no requirement anymore? I'm like, what is this bullshit? I was like, I had to work for that shit back in the day.
Yeah, no one's ever going to know the struggle.
Yeah, the struggle of, like, you had to get the three fucking keys to, or no, the three pieces of the map. That's what it was. You had to find three pieces of a map. You had to go through Melzar's maze and beat the lesser demon, probably the first lesser demon you defeat as a player. One of them I think you got from a goblin in a jail cell. And I don't even remember the other one.
Yeah, I don't even know the struggle, and I went through it. I was just following Rune HQ like to a T. I was like, I'm just gonna
Rune HQ was the shit back in the day. Like, I still honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that the RuneScape wiki is just better in every way, I'd still probably use Rune HQ if it even is still a thing. I'm not even sure at this point.
You probably have to go to the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, it's probably honestly, they probably still have it up, because I'm sure there's still dedicated old school players who use it. If it's even still compatible with old school, because they update old school still, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it has new, yeah. it has its own new content, separate from RS3 content, which...
Yeah, it's like all community voted and stuff. It's pretty cool, actually.
See, it's like, if I didn't have to restart, I'd totally play old school, but it's like, I just don't want to do it again. Like, so I guess, like, to get into it, like, I got back into RuneScape, like, because I was, like, kind of the same way. I would play for extended, well, I played religiously up until my senior year of high school, and then, like, I kind of lost interest around the point where RuneScape 3 launched, and they changed everything. After that, I kind of fell off it for, like, years. I'd kind of pop back in every now and then just to make sure my account was still there. And my goal was to get a 99 in a skill, because I'd never done it at the point, because I really wanted that skill cape. And I never could do it, because I was always like, I just don't have the patience for this. And then come 2020, COVID hits, and obviously we couldn't do shit. So
time to grind.
I got into RuneScape again, and the next thing I know, I've 99'd every skill.
Yep.
That was my accomplishment during COVID. And it's funny, because the game kind of, like, once you 99 every skill, the game kind of becomes trivial at this point. And I'm like, well, I guess I should probably just do all these quests that I never did.
You're just Gandalf now.
Yeah, and I've been just, like, bombing through them, because they're all easy as shit now, because it's like, oh, you need all these items. I'm like, oh, good, I can just make these. Like, I don't even have to buy them anymore.
That's how a lot of skills were, where, like, it's like, how much money do you have? Well, you just buy all the stuff and do it. Like, fire making was like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they've, like, they've changed everything up now, so it's like, you don't even have to, like, watch the screen. You can, like, AFK everything. Like, they made, like, bonfires, which make fire making trivial.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, basically, once you light one fire, you can then proceed to make a bonfire, and you can just continue to throw logs into the bonfire. And it basically just makes it so, like, you don't even have to pay attention anymore.
But it just makes so much more sense than lighting the entire city of Varrok on fire.
Nah. Light the city on fire.
There have been a couple changes, though, like mining. Mining's different now, where, like, do you remember back in the day where, like, only one person could mine a rock at a time?
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, no, because you'd have...
Everyone would have to fight over the rock. It's like the rocks underneath, what is it, Falador, mm-hmm. I think. Oh, it was the worst.
Or, like, the coal mine in the Lumbridge Swamp, where you'd have to be... There was, like, literally three coal rocks, and you'd be fighting for the damn things with, like, the 30 other players that were there. And I remember there's always been the one guy that's like, this is my rock? And I'm like, tough shit, I was here first.
Yeah, it's whoever picks it first. And then if it's, like, it's impossible if you don't have a high enough skill. So it's, like, you have to... It's not enough to get the skill level to mine coal. You have to get, like, 40 points over that that you can actually mine the coal. Because if you don't get the coal, you don't get experience. And also, you know, the coal, which is why you're there.
Yeah, cause nowadays, though, it's like you like 30 people can mine the same rock. And they're basically infinite at this point. Like, there's
that's
no, like...
If there is 30 people nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's so rare to find other players on the game half the time these days.
Unless it's like a special XP bonus.
Oh, yeah, because they now have double XP weekends where, like, you can just double what? The XP. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Man, old school is bumping. And so you don't have those experiences anymore where it's like you're just talking to the people in the rock. That's how you get the people to start sharing the rocks, is you start becoming friends. You have to actually, like, communicate with the players in the MMO.
See, nowadays in RS3, you just have friends that you know and you talk over, like, Discord.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah, before you had to disarm that freaking Cold War before. Like, because there is one guy who's level 80 that's going to get all the rocks if you don't just persuade him, like, to be your friend.
Speaking of, like, needing friends in the game, guess what other quest they got rid of a certain requirement?
Is it Shield of Arav?
Yep. Yeah. In RuneScape 3, you no longer need to have a friend.
That's so hilarious, because that was such a hang-up, because Philip was like, Nave, I need you to come here and get this. And I'm like, I don't want to do that quest, man. I don't want to do it. I want to kill the cows.
Exactly.
So the guy I used to hang out with back in the day, he was doing helping me do Shield of Arav on a noob account, because I had two accounts back then. And I remember he was using his noob account, and, like, the end of the quest, you had, like, this, like, certificate that you would have to give to the other player so that you could both finish the quest.
Yeah.
I never gave him the certificate. I just logged out.
Oh, good. he was like friends afterwards.
We weren't really friends. But I always remember doing that. I think me and Alex did Shield of Arav on my original, actually on my main account, and then Alex's original account. Like, because I was like, I need to do this quest. And I was like, Alex, RuneScape. And she was like, okay.
Yeah, I was always just the one who would follow you guys around and be like, I remember distinctly your weird friend wanted us to all wear monk outfits and, like, have bald heads, and I was like, why? I was very confused. And I was
no,
like,
no, it was so this guy was a weirdo, but he literally made a RuneScape cult. Like, this was what he was doing. And his idea was we would all wear, like, brown monk robes, and we all had to have brown hair and blue eyes. It was, like, the weirdest fucking shit. I was like, why are we doing this?
Why is this a cult?
Yeah, I'm like, he's like, it's not a cult, it's a gang. And I'm like,
I would, like, follow at the beginning, and then I'd eventually be like, Bill, this is stupid, I'm going to kill goblins, and then I'd just leave.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know what it is about getting a group of people and just, like, matching together, but, like, I was just recently playing Fall Guys, and it's like we very quickly deteriorated into spiky bracelet two-color gang, and then we just looked the same, just with different colors.
Yeah,
we were just a menace. I don't know what it is. I think I might empathize a little bit. I don't want us to be bald monks, because that's kind of creepy, but...
Yeah. But we'll get into more stories after we take a quick break. So... And we're back. So,
hello.
Before
a great break.
What? Yeah, I know, we had such a nice break. We were able to stretch, stand up, do some cartwheels.
Well, Anchor's taking her ad away soon, so I don't know what we're going to do after that. But that's besides the point. Don't want to piss off our overlords. But anyways, so getting back into RuneScape. So I had told this story on the original RuneScape episode and on the podcast I did with your guys' show, but I don't think you were there. Obviously you weren't there to hear it, so I wanted to share this one again. I told a story about this guy was such a weirdo. Like, he would, like, make up the weirdest, like, he would make up shit just to get around his weird decisions in game. And at one point, like, I finally, because I'd never actually run into him in the game, because he was always, like, he was significantly stronger because he'd been playing for years. And I remember I finally ran into him. And when I found his account, I quickly found out why he didn't want me to see him in game. Because he was playing as a girl. And I was like, I mean, like, who cares? I mean, really, it's like, whatever.
Philip was playing as a girl. It's why he got his boyfriend.
Yep. The funny part is it was probably like a 12-year-old or something. But, yeah. Because that's just how RuneScape works. But because all the girls are men, and all the men are 12-year-olds.
That makes sense.
But besides that, so he was playing as a girl. And rather than just saying, oh, I'm playing as a girl for the lols, he was like, oh, no, I got too powerful, so this wizard turned me into a girl because I have too much wealth. And the only way to and the only way to become a man again is to defeat a dragon. Which to me at the time, I was like, who knew nothing about RuneScape, I was kind of like, oh, okay, that's weird, but sure, that sounds about right.
What a dope quest line. Can't wait to be level 90 and do that.
So then I'm wandering around the world map and I discover... I finally found Faldor, and I was exploring Lower Faldor, and I found this house with a mage called the Makeover Mage.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I was listening, and I saw the options. I was like, wait a minute. And then it kind of hit me, and I was like, huh, that's funny. You can change on your own? That's funny, but like, it must be a coincidence. And then I eventually started the Dragon Slayer quest and realized... wait a minute. He was just playing as a girl, and he used the Dragon Slayer quest as his excuse.
This is life before AskJeeves.com. Yeah. He didn't have the resources.
I always remember, though, I was always like, he could have just said he wanted to play as a girl. I wouldn't have cared. I would have been like, all right.
Was that your first encounter with deception in RuneScape? Because I had the staple encounter of, I'll trim your armor for cheap. And I was like, oh, cool. And then they just walked off. Like, oh.
I fell from double your money. That was the one I fell for.
Oh, man.
Money doubling.
I would steal from people. I admit it. I was one of those people who'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll trade this for you or something. And then I would
You could have just used the classic, I'm a girl, give me free stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, and it works.
Sometimes I would just steal.
That's why most people play as girls, because they just want to get free shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is in Phantasy Star. That was, like, Phantasy Star Universe, I think it was called, on the 360.
I believe it. I mean...
Yeah, I had a friend who was playing as this little girl character, and her name was Mermanda, but people still gave him stuff. I just don't understand.
Oh, there's some, like, desperate guys on RuneScape, as I learned. Because my God, it is so. I did an experiment where I changed. I did the recruitment drive quest for members, and part of that quest is you have to become a girl, because one of the boss encounters in that quest is it's like this invincible knight, and all he says is like, "You can't defeat me. No man can beat me," and the hint is supposed to be that you have to be a woman to defeat him, because no man can defeat him. So for the quest, you change.
Is that a Marvel ass joke?
Yeah,
Didn't that happen in there?
Probably. But yeah, so you have to change into a woman to beat him. I think if you're just if you're playing as a female, you just automatically win. Some weird shit. I don't even know if that quest is the same at this point, because they've changed so many of the old quests. But yeah. So I once you defeat it, they'll actually reimburse you for the money that you spent to change, and then they'll give you a free coupon to change back. But I was curious, so I was like, I'm already a girl, I might as well experiment with this a little bit. And I was like going to like the square, and I was just kind of like, I wonder if I'll get any free shit. Lo and behold, people will give you shit just for being a girl. It's the weirdest thing.
Right away I ran into I did make some homies when I was in my cow crusade, when I was killing everything around me. And a couple of people would see me, because I didn't buy armor, because I didn't have access to the Grand Exchange yet. So I was just in there with a bronze sword, just like level 35 strength, just beating the shit out of these animals. And people would be like, oh, hey, here, man. And they just trade me like iron armor. And I'm like, oh, thanks. You know,
yeah,
like,
people...
why do you have iron armor? We're in Lumbridge right now. Like, did you leave and come back? Like, people, this guy's struggling.
Yeah, people used to do that all the time. Like, I remember when I first started, like, all I had was like a leather body I found on the ground and some chaps that I got from killing a goblin. And some guy just walked up to me and he's like, here, bud, you need this, and just gave me a bronze helmet. And I was like, Thanks.
You know what that reminds me of when I was doing my beginner quest and I was trying to, it was like to teach you how to use bow and arrows. And I was right. Why is it not working? I don't understand. Like, it told me to take my armor off and then I was like, okay, I did it. And then I put it back on immediately because I didn't read. And I didn't read the text that said you can't, like, shoot arrows with, like, your armor on. So I'm, like, trying for hours to kill a cow. And then some person comes over and is like, you have to take your armor off or it's not going to do anything. And I'm like, what?
Wait, how long were you doing that? Like, how long was he watching you do that? Like, he's like, I think that, I'm just going to keep watching for another 15 minutes just to be sure. But and meanwhile, you're over there like, he's good. This cow's good.
I think I was doing it for like 20 minutes. And then a guy came over and watched me for like 5 minutes and then was like, you need help.
Why was he even there? And that's not, is that Tutorial Island that you were at?
No, so it was just in Birtherp land. Whatever Birtherp. It is.
My favorite.
So it's funny. The way they do it now is you have Tutorial Island, but then you can actually opt out to skip Tutorial Island if you want.
What? And,
yeah. Yep. There was also a period where they kept trying to make a new tutorial and they like made like 5 different tutorials that all sucked and then they just went back to Tutorial Island. But
do you ever get to explore those? Like, there's a quest where you go through the bad tutorials. Like, it's a death pool. Like,
so,
fourth wall break.
Two of them are lost forever. Actually, all 3 of them are lost forever. But the... So, one of them actually made another island that's to the south of... It's next to Ape Atoll, of all places. But,
Dude, I almost brought up Ape Atoll earlier when you talked about the quests.
Yeah.
But go on.
Basically, it's another island like that. It's basically they tried to make a new Tutorial Island, but they made it overly complicated with all the new like story missions. Because now there's like actual voice acting in RuneScape now.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but yeah, that tutorial was the problem with all the new tutorials where they were all overly complex and like just annoying and like they honestly probably scared new players away because they were too complicated. So they would just constantly like just bring Tutorial Island back because it was so simple and easy.
They just got it right the first time.
Yep. But they also now just gave you kind of the option to just skip it if you didn't want to do the tutorial, which I mean, I guess kind of makes sense because some people find that boring.
Especially people like me who are just constantly restarting over and over for no reason.
I made so many noob accounts back in the day that I had like Tutorial Island mastered. And, But that's besides the point. But so anyways, back to what we were saying.
Yes.
Around Birthrop, they actually have. So if you do skip the tutorial, there's a whole bunch of like mini tutorials in Birthrop now that basically teach you how to play the game. So it's like you get a tutorial even if you skip the tutorial. And that's one of them is the archery one, which tries to teach you how to do archery.
I think the worst part, too, was like I had, I think, mithril armor at the time. So I'm like doing this.
So you're clearly seasoned.
So I just looked like an idiot.
No, what happened was he watched you for 5 minutes, took a screenshot for the Reddit group Cute Noobs, and then then helped you like a good like a bro does.
Yeah, I appreciate that guy wherever he is because I would have been there for hours, very confused.
I'm sorry, I'm blind. I can't actually read.
Well, in my mind, I was like, I thought it was like, well, I have like such a low archery skill. Maybe I just can't hit anything and I just keep missing. It wasn't, it didn't compute in my mind that I couldn't wear armor.
back in the day, you could wear like melee armor when doing archery. It would make you a lot slower and your accuracy would be shit. Mm. Nowadays, you just flat out can't hit if you have like melee armor on. Like you need archery armor.
So weird.
Yeah, it's all because of the evolution of combat shit, which is like trying to make it more like WoW.
Yeah. It's probably balancing. Because that was something that people used to do, I think. Just have a really high archery skill and like okay armor and just beat the shit out of people in the wilderness.
Oh yeah, the wilderness. Do you remember the great wilderness takeaway?
Yeah, it was. I quit. I was like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do as I'm killing the cows? I'm not even in there.
I was actually part of the riot that happened. Like, there was a infamous, like, riot that was going on after the wilderness got taken down. Like, it was, like, people were spamming the server, and, like, they were all just, like, spam typing, like, just, like, F-U, JJX, bring back the wilderness. Because this was right around, too, where they got rid of the trading rule, and they made it so you had to, like, equal trade everything, which was dumb.
Annoying, yeah. I think that might still be in, to some degree, old school RuneScape, but I might be wrong about that.
I know in RS3 they got rid of it. It's, you can trade whatever now. But,
because, like, how are you supposed to give stuff to noobs now? Like, yeah. they don't have anything to give me back.
Alex did not earn any of her armor when... I literally made all... Basically,
you
I...
You offered, and I took it as a gift.
So. Yeah, because I was just training my... I was training my smithing skill at the time.
She may not have earned it, but she's got spirit.
Hey, I've made a lot of armor, too, to up my smithing skill, so... Ha. Mm-hmm. Ha.
Well, what would happen was Alex would be like, I'm 2 levels away from being able to wear adamant, and I'd be like, alright, and then I'd just go make her a full set of adamant. And I'd be like, alright, here you go.
I'd be like, yay! And then...
Now get to rune.
Yep.
It's like she's playing survival mode and you're playing creative.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, it was... Because I could only do so much, like, waiting for her to level up. I was like, alright... Because it'd be like, we'd go out to, like, a combat area, and I'd be one-shotting everything as she's still fighting the first enemy.
Oh, remember, like, we did, I forget what it's called, but you said it was progressively easier than when you did it. It's where we had the rainbow boots.
The Stronghold of Security.
I remember that. Or you can get the spiky ones, too, but everyone chooses the rainbow boots.
Yeah, I got called a homo for having those by the douchebag friend I had.
That the bald monk guy, that guy was mean. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Oh my god. Yeah. He was a joke.
He was. I actually went and after we did the first podcast, I went back down there and got the rainbow boots back. Because I was like, I need closure on this story. So I went back and got them. And I was like, you know what? Screw that guy. I'm wearing my rainbow boots.
Yeah, well, the spiky boots, you couldn't even tell. Like, it just looked like the normal boots with a tiny pixel on them. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't tell at all.
So, you know what's fun about RS3 now? They have equipment overrides now.
So you can transmog?
Yeah, so basically you can put, like, any item over your armor. So now you can, like, look like whatever the hell. You can wear the chicken suit with your dragon armor and it won't affect you.
They have that in Hogwarts Legacy. And I didn't know that because that game is a fucking, it's a loop destiny. You're constantly changing out your loot all the time. Mm-hmm. And you just look like a goof if you don't. And once I learned how to, because I bought the deluxe edition so that I could play a couple of days early. And someone was like, it comes with cosmetics. Why do you look so stupid? And I'm like, what? How do you use the cosmetics? Because I haven't found them yet. Are they in a chest? And then someone, you just press a button. That's it. You just hover it, button. There's all your options.
Yep.
I'm just dumb.
I love cosmetic overrides, though, because it makes it so much more fun. Like, so now you don't have to compromise your build to look cool.
And you lose nothing. You lose nothing by letting the player do that. It's just more choice. And it lets me, because it's like, think about the person who slaved over, like, one piece of armor that's just trash, and they're just like, as soon as they get to level 25, they're dumping this. No one's ever going to use it again. But now you can walk around looking like, I don't know, Gandalf, whatever. Yeah. I use Gandalf.
No, because I have my current character wears Elder Rune, which is, it's rune, but better. It's basically the strongest metal that you can make in the game right now. And
sounds like a cool-ass stoner metal band. Yeah. Elder Rune.
Elder Rune. But I have that, but then I overrode the rainbow boots, or the fancy boots, as they're called in-game. So I just have those, and then I have my max cape, because once you 99 every skill, you can buy a max cape, which is just a fancy cape that comes with a crazy emote that I'm gonna lose when they bring out necromancy, but that's besides the point.
You gotta make a YouTube video, like, right when they come out with necromancy, as of you using the emote, and then suddenly you can't.
Yeah.
And she's got In the Arms of the Angels playing or something.
See, they're going to have to redo that emote, though, because the whole gimmick of the emote is it's you do every skill in the game in this one continuous emote. So they're going to have to change it now, which kind of. There's also a fun fact: you can actually buy like new emotes, and there's a fart emote now.
Great.
My favorite one is Rufflecopter, though.
Oh my god!
Your player will just start laughing uncontrollably on the ground, and then his head, like a helicopter, pops out of it, and he just flies in the air.
Oh, so yeah. There's like they're like putting a whole bunch of money into the emotes now.
Yeah, you can buy you can pay to win now. That's a new thing.
Yeah, but, Bill loves to torture me with the emotes. He just won't stop. And I'll be like, well, because
I got a RuneScape gift card for free, and I already have a membership, so I basically just used it to buy emotes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they know, man, because like they get people. All these video games get me too. Whenever we started playing Sea of Thieves, this is the game on our podcast that we're going to do this next week. The first thing I did was I went into the store and saw that I could buy a Shiba Inu as a pet, and I immediately just bought that. And now Philip is like, hey, I need you to go get the key. Can you jump in the water and go to that island? And I'm just like, ding, 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 just playing the banjo, and like the dog is dancing. And I'm like, look at him. And he's like, I know, Nave. He's been dancing for an hour. I need you to help me with this quest so we can finish this game.
Yep.
Oh, that just reminds me of my poor cat that disappeared.
Alex did Gertrude's cat, and we were raising cats together, because raising a cat is one of the few things that's still a pain in the ass in RuneScape. Mm-hmm. And we were also training armor, and Alex missed like, I guess there's a glitch where occasionally if you don't feed your cat on time, it'll just disappear.
Yep.
So her poor cat,
yes,
her poor cat. Well, no, because it was still like, it still had more than 50% hunger. Like, it was still doing well.
I was feeding it consistently. It just disappeared.
Yeah, I guess like there's it's kind of a glitch where you just have to kind of constantly feed it every time it meows, and you're like, it'll be fine. Yeah. But like, her cat disappeared, and it demoralized her so much that she's like, I don't want a cat anymore.
Yeah, but then I got that weird cat creature thing that was free, and I hated it. And I just constantly was trying to kill it.
So they have pets that you can buy now, like that are just basically cosmetics as well. And she got this one that was like this cat that was standing on like its hind legs, and it would talk. It was the weirdest thing ever.
That's not a cat, that's a demon.
It was, and it wouldn't go away, and I just wanted it to go away.
And then I had my big fat purple cat that just followed me everywhere.
Yes, and I was jealous because my cat disappeared.
Although does it follow you into battle?
Yeah, it just sits there and does nothing.
I love when it gets stuck on walls. That's my favorite part. Yeah. And then I also get stuck on walls because I'm also following Bill's place.
Oh, did you ever taxi people back in the day?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I like the thing where if you both follow each other, you just start walking into, like, phasing through each other.
We didn't do that.
They fixed it since then. But the old things about RS2 that were so great. I used to always taxi people, though. And whenever someone would taxi me, I'd be like, all right, we're going to the wilderness. Because they'd usually AFK as they're following you. So I'd just be like, all right. Till the wilderness we go. I'd leave them there, and then
is there a pop up that stopped? Because I remember before they removed it, I remember they put a pop up that you'd have to click on. It's like, I acknowledge that I'm about to go in here and get my shit wrecked. But like, so, I think it stops people from following like immediately for that very reason.
I think I played just before they added that when I used to do that. Because they added that, and then they just put a straight up trench that you'd have to jump over.
Like, or maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I think I'm thinking of the trench.
There was definitely a pop up. I think the pop up didn't stop the follow, because once they added the trench, that basically stopped it. You stopped you from just taking people to the wilderness.
But it's also like, it's a pop up. I'm gonna click off. It's like, what'd that say? And then I'm just getting killed immediately. I'm just dead.
I used to always, I'd also like gauge the player's level, and if they were low level, I'd just take him to an area where I knew the enemies were aggressive.
Oh no.
That's funny. Like a bear, the grizzly bear.
The grizzly bears, the white wolves that attacked Alex on White Wolf Mountain.
Yes, and I was panicking the whole time, like,
I was like, well, because I was trying to get her over to Catherby, the fishing town. Yeah. And I was like, all right, we're just going to cross White Wolf Mountain. It shouldn't be too bad. They're not that strong. The ones at the start of the hill weren't aggressive. So she was like, okay, this is easy. We get over to the next part and the thing immediately attacks her. She's like, what do I do? I'm like, just run.
This animal is 2 stories tall. I've been misled.
Well, first it attacked her and then we went back and I went to the bank and I just gave her like 100 lobsters and I was like, all right. You're good now. I'm like, just hold on to these. If your health is low, just gorge on these for like 20 minutes.
Eat lobster.
Well, because I just have like hundreds of them because I used when I was training fishing, I just kept catching lobsters.
And then cooking them.
And then putting them in the bank. So I just have like 5,000 lobsters in my bank. God, I love.
Always the shark guy.
Well, I have those too.
Yes.
also monkfish. I just have a lot of fish in my bank.
Yes. I always wanted to cook pizza, but it's way too complicated.
It's such a pain. Like, you have to, like, make the dough, then put on the tomato, and then cheese.
Wow, you have to actually cook.
Yeah, but it doesn't heal you that much. And then,
okay, it's not. There's no payout. Okay, I get the complaints now.
It's just quicker to catch a fish.
But also the problem is, like, the pizza you can eat in slices, because, you know, it's a pizza. It comes in pieces. But it's like... it's like it heals you for 50 if you eat the whole pizza, or you can just eat a shark right away. And it's like there's literally no upside to pizza. What? Only it's interesting.
It's fun. Like
you could cook a cake, or you could just go rob the freaking bakery stall and just get a free cake.
That's one of my favorite skills is the thieving. I love the thieving, and then they get mad at you, and then you just murder.
They get mad at you and they whack you with a stick. So Alex, of course, would be like, "Well, I'm gonna have to kill you now."
So you chose violence. Chose it.
I always choose violence. For some reason, RuneScape just brings out like the evilness in me. I don't know why, but I just always choose violence. Peace was never an option in RuneScape to me. It's always violence.
That's what it's like when I'm playing Fall Guys, and I'm the grabbiest guy that's ever existed. I'm like, I'm the guy that's right at the end. Like, all right, whoever's next is gonna get grabbed.
This is off topic, but do you remember when Fall Guys first came out and it was all like 5-year-olds who didn't know how to play video games?
Oh, it's so sad. It's still kind of like that, but they all get eliminated in the first 2 rounds, so you don't feel as bad.
Well, when I first played that game, I swore it was like nothing but like people, like they were literally the kids that put the square peg in the round hole. I swear.
Love it. It's like some people, like whenever you finish, you get to watch random people play, and I just scroll to find the guy who's farthest away from the entrance, and I'm just like, oh yeah, let's just see what this guy's all about. Poor pterodactyl boy, and then he's got 8 numbers.
It was like that, and then it was also Among Us when Among Us first came out, and that was like another shit show. But
yeah, when it's like we've been playing Rust, and I'm all kumbaya in that game, and that game is so violent. And Fall Guys is like the most kid friendly game, and I am just a nuisance.
See, me and Alex, when we took a break from RuneScape, we moved on to Diablo 3. Yes. And Alex has been loving that one because she just has her, like, FU laser that she just, like, uses on everybody.
I just love my laser.
So what classes did you guys get? Alex played the wizard or whatever it was.
Or witch, was it?
She was the sorceress, I think.
Yeah.
I was a paladin or the knight, whatever you want, whatever.
One that I like the laser.
I like the necromancer guy. I don't know why, but in a game where I can command something, I want to command it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm playing Borderlands, I want to play the turret guy or something like that. But in Diablo, I played the necromancer.
No, I think when we started playing that, because I had originally played it on the PC, like, years ago when it first came out. And then I had picked up the Switch port of the Eternal Collection. And I was kind of like, you know, this is a good co-op game. Like, Alex would probably like this. She likes just mindlessly killing things.
Wow, thank you.
Well, you did admit that RuneScape brought out your inner psychopath, so.
Yeah, true.
You also killed your RuneScape cat.
No!
No, it got...
No!
Like,
I didn't kill it. It disappeared.
It got blinked.
It was feeding it every 5 seconds.
It got Thanos snapped out of existence.
It did.
Oh, man.
But I'm never gonna get a cat again.
So I was already like through Act 1 when we were playing on the Switch version when I brought Alex, and I was like, shit, she's level 1. And then I was like, fuck it. Fuck it. Let's just do act one again. So, like, she, like, power leveled, like, through that. Because, like, when I kill stuff, I also get experience. But it shares between us, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, she, like, power leveled, like, 40 levels. And I was like, all right. I'm like, okay, we're close enough. Now we can move on to act two.
Yes.
And I think we're still there because we took a break because of the move. And then
yeah,
we just haven't got back into it yet.
And I wanted a bigger TV to play on. That was the real thing. It was the TV.
Yes. But this is a RuneScape podcast, by the way.
My fault.
No, it's all good.
We don't go off topic here. What are you talking about?
We've actually been pretty good as of late, but...
Did you ever rope anyone into playing on your account, like leveling you up?
No, because I didn't trust anybody.
Oh, that makes sense. So me and my late cousin, we would take turns playing Guitar Hero 3 and RuneScape. So one person would play like two or three songs in Guitar Hero, and the other person would be farming use and making sure a random event didn't just wipe us out.
Oh, random events. That's another fun thing that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you're like, you can bonfire AFK, and I'm like, well, what happens when the genie shows up?
They're gone now. No more sandwich lady sending you to oblivion.
The original captchas. It's yeah. Like, hey, what is the square? And I'm like, what is this supposed to do?
My favorite was, like, your pickaxe head would fly off, and then you'd have to go find it, or someone would steal it, and then you'd just have a piece of wood. You'd have a piece of wood. I'm trying to think. So there was like two levels of like random encounters. There was the fun ones that would like send you off to mini games. And then there was the annoying ones, like the freaking tree spirit that just comes out and annihilates you, or
and that one only happened when you were woodcutting. I can't remember if there was something like that when you were mining. I'm pretty sure there was.
Mining some had the exploding rock.
Oh right. Some of them didn't the NPC get aggressive if you just ignored it?
Yeah, the sandwich lady would like whack you in the head with her sandwich basket and would teleport you somewhere. I think the highwayman would attack you eventually. There was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
I love the evil Bob taking you to Scape Rune. Where everything's reversed.
I like how a lot of them came with like cosmetic stuff too. That would have been cool in the new RuneScape where you can transmog.
It's funny though, because all those cosmetics haven't been updated, so they look super cheap, like weird next to like the modern stuff.
Just terrible, like the zombie outfit and stuff.
Yeah, you can actually, so because those are random events are gone, you can actually buy all those items now just to have, which is kind of cool, because I didn't have most of them because I never got the random encounters. I was never that lucky. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, the mime outfit and stuff.
So I'd always get the freaking the same one every time. I'd never get the other ones, and I'd always get the dumb ones, like those the maze or the mystery box or some stupid shit.
Yeah, the mystery box would have something terrible in it.
Yeah, it was always something weird like that. Yeah, I think I took the mystery box once and it had a fucking cabbage in it. I was like, great.
Yes.
Oh, did you ever do the Black Knight's Fortress quest where you had to dump the cabbage in the in that like cauldron at one point?
Yeah, I did all the quests on my main account. I just don't remember most of them.
So the Black Knight's Fortress, there was a point where, by the way, this quest is gone. They completely got rid of it, but they replaced it with some weird new shit that has like scaling levels, and I hate it, but that's besides the point.
No.
I hate scaling levels in any game. That's a personal thing, but
Oh, also, for anyone is like, well, this guy's hardcore, I meant the free. All the free quests I did. I didn't do all the remember ones. There was 100 of them back then.
Now there's like 5,000, but
God.
Yeah, but so the end of that quest, like towards the end of it, there's a point where you have to throw this cabbage in a cauldron to destroy this like potion they're making. And I remember because I got all the way to the thing and I was about to throw the cabbage in and I fucking ate it by accident. I was like, shit.
Yo, I'm pretty sure in like Rune HQ, it's like in big, bold 50 size words to not eat the cabbage on accident.
Yeah. And it was also like, you also cannot use a cabbage from Draenor Manor because that cabbage is special.
Oh.
Because for some reason, the Draenor Manor Cavage was, like, possessed. It was, like, cursed or something. And, like, I always remember because you'd eat the cabbage. Whenever you ate cabbage in the game, the caption would always be, yuck, or some shit like that. But if you ate the Draenor Manor Cavage, it would always be, like, not as bad as normal cabbage, but still not very good.
You know what it is probably why you can't use that is because just because they thought that was cheeky as a funny little joke, but they had to make it a separate object so that it triggered differently. But now since it's a separate object, people probably in playtesting were going and using those cabbages. I'm like, why won't the quest work?
Oh, actually, you know what I think it was? I think in the quest there was actually a plot point that they needed Draenor Manor Cabbage for the spell that they were trying to do, so you had to throw in a regular cabbage because it would mess up the spell or some shit like that. I think that's what the plot point was.
And that's why we play RuneScape, because it's dumb.
Oh, I love like trying to use a herring on the grand tree and the caption being, it can't be done. Because you can't cut down the tallest tree in the forest with a herring.
Why not?
There's so many runes, Monty Python references in that game, it's really funny. Oh man, I'm trying to think of some of the other crazy shit that would like happen. Oh, another like story about the quote unquote friends I had back in the day. They were like super like paranoid about people knowing they played RuneScape.
Oh yeah,
and like he would never refer to it by RuneScape in school. He would always call it very dramatically the game.
I just lost the game.
Yeah, but
unfortunately.
Oh no!
Funny memes from the 2000s, kids. But
yeah, like a collective groan from like 25 people who remember that.
Yeah, but what was funny was like I didn't give a shit, and I'd be like, so on RuneScape last night, he'd get like super like offended, to be like, he got like dramatic. He'd be like, you can't talk about the game in school, and I was always like. After he said that, I would like dramatically just call it the game as dramatic as possible whenever I was around him, to the point where he was like, go away, don't talk to me anymore. And I was
just like, lower your voice like four octaves. Like, hey guys, you ready to play the game? What tonight? I mean, I want to the game. I want to play that.
I never got it because I was always like, dude, everybody here fucking plays RuneScape. Not everyone will admit it, but everybody plays RuneScape. Like, what, you're not special. Don't act like it's going to ruin your popularity.
I always called it RuneScape until I was corrected eventually.
I think I called it RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Yeah, well, so people, like, a couple of the people at that library thought I was just being a comedian, a fucking stand-up guy, because RuneScape is, it technically does spell that, but it's like, I genuinely thought that. Because you do a lot of running in that game.
Yeah, and sometimes you gotta escape.
I don't know what a rune is. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I've never heard of a rune in my life.
Yeah, that was like the first like Western-style RPG I ever played, so I had no idea what any of this terminology was.
It was I could barely read.
Yeah, that was true, too, back in the day. Like, trying to do quests, I was never like, I don't know. You just kind of smash through the text, and you'd be like,
I what still do that to this day.
Yeah, but that's a choice.
Skip, 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 skip. Just do the quest. And then I go, Bill, what do I do?
Why don't I understand what's going on?
If only I read something or had something to read.
Did you ever fall for like the joke where it'd be like, if you type out your password, JJAX automatically censors it?
Oh, yes. I definitely did that.
And immediately type out your password, not censored. Shit. Yep.
Because then they'd be like, watch this. And then they just put a bunch of asterisks. I'm like, oh, why would they lie?
Yeah, this seems like an upstanding gentleman.
But nothing happened, luckily. I did change my password immediately. I got immediately logged out and changed my password. But it's like nothing. They didn't do anything. And they were still there when I came back. I'm like, look at that fucking, you idiot. What are you doing? But those are the life lessons I needed to learn. Like, that could have been catastrophic. Things could have gone total catawampus.
Conspiracy theory. It was actually an employee of JJAX, and they were setting you up to do that, to learn a life lesson. What do you think?
I think that's there's a huge possibility. Because it's like,
you know,
it was in Lumbridge, so it might have been.
Exactly.
The best thing about RuneScape, though, like going back to our original point about the stronghold of security, RuneScape has to be like one of the most clever, like JJK has to be like one of the most clever developers when you think about it, like to teach players about account safety rather than just giving this stupid like paragraph at the start of the game that you have to hit the acknowledge button. They made a fucking dungeon that you can go through.
Yeah, there's like no one's going to give a damn about like just a big wall of text. Like one time I was streaming and I started reading the EULA and I swear they were going to kill me. They were going to kill. I got about like maybe 8 or 9 paragraphs in just speed reading, like at the end of a medicinal commercial.
Nice. No, it's funny though, because when I think about it too, like the incentive to get people to do the stronghold security was genius too, because it's like everybody saw the rainbow boots and they were like, I want those. How do I get them?
Yeah, the drip.
It was like, plus you got a shit ton of money and experience for each floor you completed. So it was like genius at the time. It was like, fucking like, I want these shoes. I'm going to learn about player safety. Mm. And they changed it now. It's not nearly as effective anymore because no one gives a crap anymore. It's all, the game is so different now. And like a lot of that stuff doesn't apply anymore. So they changed the stronghold now. So rather than every door making you answer a question, it's only the first door of each floor. And then to get the item at the end, you have to answer questions. But
back to were you paying attention quiz?
Yeah. But back in the day, though, it was actually really effective because it would literally be like every door would be like, it's like, does JJX like ever, will JJX ever email you and asking you for your password?
Yes.
No, I don't see why not. What if they need in?
Yeah. So funny shit. One of my, not the one, the two associates I had, not the one that was the douchebag, the other one who was also a douchebag, but he was like a different kind.
Yeah.
He got his account hacked and he never understood how. And I was like, so what were you doing? He's like, well, I got an email from JJX like telling me that like they needed to like do maintenance on my account. And so I gave my email. I'm like, did you not complete the stronghold of security?
You fool. You don't have the rainbow boot.
I was like, no wonder like your account got hacked. You just gave them some sketchy ass email your password.
Oh god.
He was like, what? They don't email you that? I'm like, no one does. Like,
who would do that?
You'd like, never get an email from anyone asking you for that shit. But I was like, I laughed so hard when I found that out. I was like, wow. But he was convinced it was because we did a YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah, which might have been how he got targeted in the first place by the email. He might be partially onto something.
Possibly. I was in that video too, though. So I don't know.
Yeah, but your email's different. His email was his just username at yahoo.com. Like, that was his email.
Probably. I don't remember.
Like, I had pay dirt.
I wish that video was still up because it would have been funny, but it's not anymore. But that's besides the point.
Oh, I just remembered my original, like, RuneScape account's username was KillaDog06. Because I was a killer dog, yo, I was a killer.
Oh, no.
But everyone thought it was kill a dog.
Oh, yeah. No.
I wanted to kill dogs, which is really funny because my Xbox gamer tag, I was like, no, I don't want to harm dogs. That's horrible. That's a horrible thing to do. I love animals. And now in modern day, my Xbox gamer tag is guns versus kittens.
Yeah. No, like I think my original account name was Frogs Rule 24, not because I chose it. That's because that was what was given to me.
But frogs do rule, and they number 24. So, well, I mean...
So the frogs rule it was because I liked frogs back in the day, and the 24 was just a NASCAR reference, but that's besides the point.
Oh, not the TV show?
No, it was Jeff Gordon. It was Jeff Gordon.
Wasn't mine, like, quack quack 24?
No, it was quack quack 72.
Yeah, quack quack 72.
Because she liked ducks.
Was that a number also a reference to Jeff Goldblum? Or whatever you said?
No, I don't even know what the 72 was. I think it was just a number.
I think I was like going for a number.
What was that?
That was my phone.
I was like, did Alex die? Like, what happened?
It's possible.
Like, someone listening, one person listening just went, that's the Tony Hawk sound. He's got the Tony Hawk sound. That's his fucking, there it goes again. I got to mute my phone. Hold on. All right, we're good. Never happening again.
Until it does.
I remember that though, like the stupid, like, because you can change your account name now, which is was crazy to me, because I changed my account to it's just the Barber 74 or some stupid shit, because I can't fit the Barber Who games because they don't give you enough spaces. But
the Barber sounds like the cleaner. It sounds like some kind of like hitman code name.
It is. That's Bill's secret job.
Yeah. And I can't think of a, oh, but Dish Spy Family reference. But anyways, God, I'm trying to think of some of the other wacky shit that used to happen back in the day. RuneScape used to be like, actually, here's a fun thing. I miss the random like conversations you just eavesdrop on, like from like people.
Yeah.
Like I'll never forget. Like I was in a, it was one of the town squares. It was probably Varrock. And like, I'm just kind of sitting there like chilling. And like, I just see this conversation happening. And literally one of the guys like, dude, I just took a deuce in a bucket. And I'm like, thanks for sharing. Like, I'm glad to know this.
It's like, dude, you're not getting me. I just pooped in this wooden bucket in my house.
You'll never believe me. I was always like, okay.
I was definitely going to bring up in front of Varrock Castle. Like, that's always where people just be chilling in, like, full dragon armor. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're not, this is a free world. Like, why are you in here?
That was a thing people did. They would, like, wear their, like, member shit and just hang out. Just to, like, look down upon the free player noobs.
I have another conspiracy theory. They were also people from JJAX advertising what the pay-for game was to get people to go, ooh, what's that? That's not free.
Alex is out here with the tinfoil hat.
Conspiracy theory.
See, that's a clever conspiracy theory, but the reason I don't believe that one is because when I became a member, I did the same thing.
It was me.
I'd totally go into the free world with my freaking, like, elemental shield and be like, look at me, my shield is see-through. What do you guys got?
I got frogs.
I think it's Epic Games, whoever owns Fortnite. I'm pretty sure they made a patent like 3 or 4 years ago it's a patent about like matchmaking, so that people who spent a lot of money were matchmade with people who didn't spend any money, so that they would see the people with all of the money. Like, you would be a lot more likely to match with people who spent tons and tons of money to see how cool they looked and stuff.
I believe it.
Or maybe it was the Call of Duty Warzone. I don't know. I don't keep up with what these kids are doing.
The only reason I don't feel like RuneScape did that, just because it's like the mentality of the RuneScape player, I can see like them doing this, like, just to be cool. Because it's like, you get such a power trip from playing RuneScape. Like, I remember when I first got like Addy armor and I was like, it's green. Oh, yeah. I'm like the king shit now. And it's like,
oh man. And when you get gold trimmed Addy armor and I'm like, I am amazing. Like, I'm the coolest guy that's ever lived, probably.
I remember like I had like a kid from school, not related to the other guys. This is just another guy. He actually still thought you could do the armor trimming thing. And he was always like, yo, can you trim my armor? I'm like, you know, that's not real, right? And he's like, no, do it. I'm like, all right, I'm getting the gold right now. I'll let you know when I'm ready. And I just be like, I hope he forgets.
Just get 2 mil gold, smith it. Smith it into the smithing thing and put it on the Addy armor. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. I always got shit like that. I was always like, dude, you can't. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. They're like, no, it totally does. This guy told me. And I was like, ugh.
Why would he lie?
I know.
Why would I lie?
This man has a trusty mustache. A trustache, if you will.
Nice.
I'm trying to think. Did you ever do pest control back in the day?
I don't remember. Is that a member thing?
Yeah, it was one of the mini games that you could do.
I remember I was really into, like, what is it, Castle Wars?
Castle Wars, that was the other one.
All right, yeah. So I probably did do Pest Control a couple of times, but I was just more into Castle Wars instead.
So Pest Control was the one that it was like you'd have to go to that island, and then like you fought the monsters on the other island. You had to like destroy the portals and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I remember back in the day, like, that was like the king, like the best mini game, because you got so much money and like experience for doing that one. And I actually, this is one of my most pathetic but awesome RuneScape moments ever, where I literally spent like 13 hours just playing RuneScape. Like, I started...
Jesus, Bill.
I think you said the same thing last time we talked about it, but...
Yeah.
It was during, like, April vacation in school or whatever vacation, and spring break, essentially. And, like, it was, like, one of those spring breaks where it just rained the entire time. So I was like, well, I'm not going to be doing anything tomorrow, so I'm just going to play RuneScape. So I think I started around, like, 5 in the afternoon on, like, the Monday. And I didn't I didn't stop until, like, early morning the next day. And I remember, like, I was just playing Pest Control the entire time just because I wanted a Dragon Longsword.
And I feel like I've probably done some... over half a day in one sitting kind of things over RuneScape.
The funny part was, though, like, because I was like you needed to be level 60 to get the Dragon Longsword, and you needed a significant amount of money, and I had neither. So I literally ground out until I got to level 60 and it made the money by grinding on Pest Control. And like, by the time I finally reached it was like by the time I ended, I finally stopped. But the funniest part was there was people who were there at the start and then they left, and then they would come back and they'd be like, dude, you're still here? And I'd be like, yeah. God, that was probably the craziest thing I ever did. And this is before like podcasts and stuff. So I forget what I was doing.
You sat there.
Yeah. Without any background noise. It was a different time. Like, nowadays, it's like you just put a podcast on or a YouTube video and you just turn your brain off for like 20 minutes.
Series.
That's got a few stories bouncing around in my brain now. None of them have to do with RuneScape. Because I'm just thinking about you're like, man, you're still here. I remember when Elden Ring first came out. There's a pretty early fight, a boss fight called Radahn. And he's one of the coolest fights. And I was like, I love this fight. I'm just going to sit here and help people do this fight. And there was a rotating cast of people who would get one shot by Radahn, and so we would lose. And I would just keep popping up in their world, and they would like fall to their knees. They're like, I can't beat them. And I'm just like, you just gotta dodge, man. You gotta don't get killed. That's all. It's that easy. Don't get killed.
If only it was that easy.
Yeah.
But with that same cousin, I remember when we were taking turns playing RuneScape, we would play like, this is probably the beginning of my crippling ADHD, but so like we were swapping out playing, who's one person to play RuneScape, we would like turn on Guitar Hero and we would just turn it on easy and just not play, and we would put the PlayStation, we would plug a PlayStation 1 in, so the audio RCA jacks would be connected to the Xbox, but the video one would be connected to the PlayStation. We'd play like Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist of the Roses or whatever, and so we would have a Guitar Hero track with no guitar playing, and then someone would be playing. Like, it's like we had so many different little like MacGyver-esque contraptions going on, just drown out the mundanity of grinding ewes in RuneScape.
It's what you had to do back then. MMO culture was so different back then. Like, now it's like kids have like, I guess to kind of like wrap this whole thing up like into like an end package, I kind of wanted to like talk about MMO culture and how like back in the day, like you actually had to like meet people, and like you couldn't just like obviously there was no Skype, there was no Discord, there was no like any sort of way to talk to people online. So you had to kind of, you'd play online and you actually use like the text to like chat, and like you'd go to school the next day and you'd have your like little war meetings talking about what you did during your playtime. And it's like, it's so funny now, because nowadays they can just, everyone just jumps on Discord and then plays together. You kind of lose that like whole mystique of like not really knowing like what was going on.
You could talk to people online back then. You just had to give them your phone number.
See, that was, I had multiple RuneScape playthroughs where I was like, we didn't even have cell phones. This was the house phone. And I had the house phone on my shoulder like this. And I'd be like playing RuneScape and I'd be like talking in the phone. And I always remember, because like mom, ironically, like our mother never questioned this, like that I was on the phone for like hours just talking to people on the landline of all things.
Just living your best life. It wasn't messing up your internet connection?
No, so we had wireless, like we had these like our internet, so it was like we had these wireless like dongle things that you plug into the USB.
Such a good word, dongle.
Yeah. they were terrible too. Like, you had to, like, I had mine like propped up like with like tape.
Yeah,
on
you
the
had
wall.
To like weirdly angle them to get them to work.
Yeah, back in the early days of Wi-Fi. Ugh.
Yeah, Jim and I had to be in Rising and you had to do a ritual to make sure that it was happy that day. Yeah, that kind of thing.
And like, if it wasn't working, you'd have to run down, unplug it, plug it back in, try again. Yep. And it'd be like, is it working yet? Nope. Okay, nope. Run back down.
Yeah, you would be yelling and I would be upstairs being like, no, do it again.
Man, I remember I had a PlayStation 1, I think it was, and it didn't have RCA jacks. It had the stupid twisty, it plugged
coax,
in the cable.
The coax,
yeah, the coax.
Deal.
And it was one of those where if you tapped it, it would just go away. And so you'd have to, like, you'd very carefully put it on. You'd back away slowly. And then, like, a 0.5 earthquake would happen in Taiwan. And they would knock it would just turn my game off in the middle. Luckily, I was, like, super into, like, I don't know. Well, I was going to say Crash Bandicoot, but that's the worst kind of game. I would play games like Final Fantasy, though, too. And it's like, okay, good. Well, at least I'm not going to die instantly.
Yeah. That was kind of like we'd always have like the Wi-Fi would just like crap out. And I'd be like in combat in RuneScape. And all of a sudden, I'd like the computer would freeze. I'd be like, no. And then you'd
you could just lose everything.
Yeah, you'd log back in and everything's gone. And I'm just like, great. I hate everything about this game. It's like, I don't want to play anymore. But then you get over it in like an hour and you're like, all right, back to the grind.
Yep.
I was remember too, I'd be like, can I message JJax and be like, look, I lost my Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, because they're definitely, no, they're too busy asking for your passwords.
Yeah, that was the thing. I literally never, ever, ever wore my expensive shit anywhere. I was always in a mime outfit. Like, I was like a homunculus of all of the random events that I've done.
Yeah. Cool. I remember I had the chicken. I used to always wear the chicken suit. I just run around in the chicken suit.
Like you're in Fable?
Yeah. Because if you did the flap emote, you could, like, float in the air, like, slightly. It was fun.
Nice.
It's great. What did you guys do to code? Did you ever like multitask like games? Because I mentioned before I used to play Adventure Quest. I would play Adventure Quest a lot. Or like sometimes the library would have it at the like Freddy Fish games installed, and I would just play Freddy Fish at the same time while I'm
that's
playing.
That's
shit. I used to Nintendo DS. I'd have like Mario and Luigi like Partisan Time on one hand, and then I'd be like RuneScape in the background on the other. I used to do this with The Sims too all the time. Like, I'd have The Sims going and then I'd be playing an RPG on my Game Boy or something.
And so I remember, my co-host Philip, I used to spend the night at his house all the time, and he had three TVs in his room. He had like a big dresser and three like small CRTs, and one of them had the Wii hooked up to it, and RuneScape did not work on the Wii, but that Battalong game did. But I always used to fantasize. I was like, what if we could play RuneScape but not attached to a computer? Yep. And I just think about that all the time. I still have RuneScape downloaded on my phone. They're the occasional house laying.
I'll pop it on every now and then just to be like, yeah, I'll just do my daily task. Oh, yeah, because there's daily tasks now. That's another thing. Because they have to add so many different little things now to make it more modern.
Gotta get you hooked.
It's kind of funny, though. Like, they're both, apparently both RuneScape 3 and Old School are doing very well now. Like, from a player base standpoint, even though you barely ever see anybody on RuneScape.
Yeah, Old School RuneScape has a lot of players in the free worlds. I'm not sure about the member only stuff, but it was like eight or nine months ago whenever we had you on. Philip was surprised by how many people played RuneScape.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, these people just want nostalgia, man.
It's pretty funny. Like, you'll go on like Reddit and there's like two different subreddits. There's the main RuneScape subreddit, which is strictly for RS3, and then there's a 2007scape, which is more for Old School. And it's so funny because there's like literally two different like standpoints from like both sides. Like, some people like only like the new RuneScape. Some people only like the old. And there's like these straight up like wars going on. It's funny.
Like, I fear change.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I just kind of, because I don't want to restart, I just kind of got used to RS3, and that's why I play it.
Yeah.
But in reality, though, the majority of MMO players play Final Fantasy 14, so.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I wonder if they, do you have, like, wake-up mechanics and stuff like that in RS3? Like sleeping and whatever?
So you can rest, which is basically just sitting on the ground to get your run energy to replenish faster. That's about it.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I was just thinking about, because you were like, they have dailies and stuff. And I was like, I wonder if, because World of Warcraft did that, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Or they, I think what they used to do, I don't know where I'm getting this information from. I might just be making it up. But I'm pretty sure they used to punish you for playing for too long. And people like rebelled against that. And so instead, they just reworded it. So it's like, instead of punishing you for playing too long, you are always punished. But whenever you log back in, you are well rested now.
Yeah.
And so your character has actually got a buff. But really, the buff was just what it was before at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But now you just have, they encourage you to stop playing.
Mm.
Just to discourage burnout, I guess.
Yeah. Nah, it's kind of crazy. We're actually getting kind of close to our time limit, though. So I guess kind of to wrap it up, like, to you, like, what was, like, RuneScape, what does, like, RuneScape, I guess, like, mean to you, like, as, like, a player? Like to me, I always say RuneScape is, like, that, it's kind of like that old friend that, like, you'll, like, run into every now and then, and, like, you haven't seen each other in years, but once you see each other, it's, like, you have a great time, you hang out, and then you go your separate ways again until you inevitably will meet at another time. That's kind of how I've always seen RuneScape.
RuneScape is kind of like a coming together of number get big and also nostalgia, you know what I mean? It's like the perfect correlation of those two. Mm. Where that's probably why I reset my account so much. And it's interesting because I always get to the point about to the point where I stopped playing on that account solo. Mm. And so it's definitely contributed to the way that I like to experience games, because I get really, really wrapped up in games like Clicker Hero. Mm-hmm. Where the number, that's the whole game, is the number get high. And I'm like, oh, good. But, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why me and so many people go back to old school RuneScape so much. And it's just that nostalgia button. And it's so easy.
Yeah.
Whenever you get to that login screen and you hear, and I'm like, oh, yeah. God, I love it.
I can feel it. The nostalgia.
They have some songs on Spotify, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe I just listen to a YouTube playlist. But I do just flip through RuneScape songs occasionally when I'm at work just to feel it.
I still love the Lumbridge theme. Just, it's so calming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I got the theme for, what is the place where the willows spawn?
Draenor, I think.
Draenor Village, that's it. The one next to the spooky mansion. I've always had that theme stuck in my head because that was one of my most I really wanted to cut yews consistently. So I was on willows, but nobody ever wanted to buy willows. Everyone was always buying oak logs. So I it's just like this horrible cycle. Anyway, long story short, I like to see numbers get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nah, it's classic. But yeah, so this was a pretty fun talk, though. We were kind of all over the place, but
yeah,
our
podcast.
Yeah, honestly, it was just great having you on, though. We could finally have this RuneScape conversation we didn't get to have the first time around.
Yeah, I was really bummed out. I do apologize, but I already went on the apology tour, so never mind. I took the apology back.
Well, we made up for it here.
Yeah.
All right. I got to meet Alex. So this has been fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely have you on again at some other point. But we still don't even know what our next episode's going to be.
Yeah, we just kind of go, this might be fun.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to our life. I don't know. I don't even know. Sometimes we don't even know who our guest is until like maybe 2 days before the episode. And I'm like, okay, finally. Yep.
Yeah. All right. But I guess before we wrap this up, do you want to just plug all your stuff again?
Oh, sure. I run Gaming Together Cooperative Podcast. You can find us over on Twitter at Game Together Pod. We also have an Instagram where we post memes and videos and stuff. It's not as cool as Bill's Instagram where he's got a bunch of cool stuff to show off. Usually we're just posting really stupid memes or our thumbnails, which we are just like, we've been inspired by Bill, who always creates different thumbnails for every episode. I've decided to Photoshop our big dumb faces onto various video game characters. You can check out all the We started doing it recently, but we do have one with Bill for Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty awesome one where Bill is kicking me right in the gobber, I think.
You know what the best part is? I went through all our thumbnails to find where you found that Bitmoji head. And it was from the Ace Attorney thumbnail of all
things. It is from the Ace Attorney. So you found it. That's good. I would have never found it.
I was tipped off because I was like, that's my old hairstyle. Like the current Bitmoji has different hair. So I was like, all right, I went back to the old ones and I saw it. I'm like, there it is. He just flipped it and reversed it. But
yeah, you got to tweak it, flip it and reverse it, or whatever Missy Elliott said.
That was my favorite part though, because like every one of your thumbnails, you have like the realistic faces for everybody. And then I'm just a Bitmoji in the corner.
Yeah. Which funny enough, our very latest episode, we got another person who wanted us to use his avatar instead of his real face, and so I was explaining it to him. I was like, we've already had someone like this, it's okay.
Yep. That's funny. Yeah. But do you guys have a link tree, or is it
yeah, I think it's just linktree.com/gamingtogetherpod, but I can send it to you.
Okay, I'll put that in the description for the episode.
Awesome.
But anyways, guys, once again, thanks for joining us on the Gaming and Collecting Podcast. The Gaming and Collecting Podcast can be found on all your major podcasting platforms, particularly Apple Podcast and Spotify. You can find all our wonderful links at linktree.com/TheBarberWhoGames.
Yes.
And also, we recently just launched our own Discord server. So anyone wants to join that craziness, it is now open to the public. And you can see Alex post her cursed images and other fun
cat
shit.
Pictures,
cat pictures,
anime figures,
anime intros.
Talk about,
you know,
One Piece.
A whole bunch of stuff. It's still small now and growing, but yes, it is now open, and the link can be found in our link tree.
Also, they've got emojis. They got a bunch of Inuyasha emojis, which I have been using religiously.
Nice.
I love them. I'm in 100 different servers just to have all the emojis collected.
You're nice. Like,
I actually replaced some of the Kagome ones with like animated versions now, so they're all those are up. I'll be sure to probably post in the server at some point once I've gone through most of them. But anyways, guys, thanks for joining us, and we will see you all next time.
See you later.
Bye-bye.